Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamo Gordo. Now, we have recently got news about the first death in Otero County due to COVID-19. Can you give us an update?
Correct. So a woman in her 50s, now recall that because of HIPAA laws, names are not shared with us, contracted COVID-19 and died at a regional hospital, not Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, but she was being treated at a secondary hospital. So far, no deaths have been recorded within the county, but since this woman was a resident, via the Department of Health statistics, she is recorded as an Otero County death. Now, what we do know is that in southern New Mexico, the number of COVID-19 coronavirus cases are slowly increasing, not at the same rates as northern New Mexico counties are experienced. But this is a true loss to our community, and what we know is that enforcing social distancing has still become a priority of the city and the county.
Okay, now we also have news about the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state opening up in the area. Can you give us an update?
So anyone who cannot conduct their Department of Motor Vehicle transactions online can now plan to visit local field offices, which the governor announced would reopen on June 1st. Now, that would be a reopening with limited services, so you still can't come in and do like all of your general business, and social distancing will still be required, but they are slowly reopening these field offices to go back to a kind of normal schedule. Online, you can do license renewals for people with 79 years or older, real ID licenses, first-time licenses of any kind, including title transfers and VIN inspections. So anything beyond that or any other in-person business, you're welcome to schedule an appointment for beginning June 1st at a field office.
Okay, and we're closing with some relief for folks in the area on the Bailey Canyon fire.
So Bailey Canyon, for anyone who isn't familiar, is about 2.5 miles from Cloudcroft. A fire was reported there and then reported fully contained, 90%, by Saturday morning. We had fire crews working into the night to build fire lines. Air tankers came in and dropped retardant on the fire to keep it handled. Now, the fire crews and the National Forest Service report that no structures were damaged or lost, and no evacuations were ordered. So all in all, about 3 engines, a hotshot crew, 30 people were on the fire.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.